Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for the 8th of July, 2024. This is net number 342, by the way. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you are not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. Who am I kidding? There's only three of us in the conference. You're both regulars. Blah, blah, blah. I'm going to skip most of the preamble here. I am AB9FJ, the Met Control. My name is Wayne. I'm in Urbana, Illinois. My SDF username is JWH. You've heard this 340-something times before, maybe a little bit less. Call it 300 times. I think it's going to be a very short minute. Okay. I see N4RNW, KQ4MII, and let me see if I'm hearing myself over. Nope. I'm not hearing myself on a non-radio, so we're not being streamed once again this week. So, I don't know. Let's just make this an open mic. Anything on your mind? I did have a topic in mind, but, I mean, with only three of us here, it hardly seems worth the effort to explore. So let me just give everybody a chance to speak and see if anybody shows up. So starting N4RNW.
Well, good evening, Wayne. Good evening, Mark. Just the three of us chickens hanging around here. Harold here in Southwest Florida, Fort Myers. Hot, heat advisory, thunderstorms running around the area. Thankfully, that hurricane stayed south of us and is diminishing as it's going to hit the Texas coast, I guess. Gosh, I don't know what to say to you. Other than everything's going fine here. We're just hanging around, staying cool, and staying inside or in the car. How's that? Back to you, Wayne, N4RNW.
Yeah, pretty much the same here. Now my car, I don't know if it's just that the air conditioning in my car is weak or slow, but or maybe it's just that My trips, my travels, are usually pretty short. You know, if I'm driving 3 miles away, it's hardly enough time for the air conditioner to bring the temperature down from, you know, high 80s down to, you know, maybe low 80s or high 70s. By the time I get where I'm going, you know, it's still hot in the car, and you almost think, why did I waste the gas to turn on the air conditioner? So I just roll the window down and go that way. Anyway, it has been, you know, kind of hot and humid lately, but I'm hoping that this is an aberrant situation and we'll get more seasonal kind of conditions. I mean, it is, after all, it's July, so we expect to have 80s and 90s, but we don't expect to have 70%+ humidity all the time. So, anyway, let's move along. KQ4MII.
AB9FJ, this is KQ4MII. Sorry, I'm having some audio difficulties on my end. I missed a lot of the introduction and so forth, so not sure what we're talking about tonight, if anything, but I'll just say it looks like we're all Americans here. Hope everyone had a great holiday. It's pretty low-key here. Nothing much to report on the radio side of things this week. I did get in the mail a lithium iron phosphate battery that I'm going to use to put together a little go kit with a portable 2-meter radio that I came into possession of. So looking forward to getting out in Mobile with that, possibly. Other stuff happening, my club is going to do a POTA expedition up to Shenandoah National Park in a few weekends. I'm looking forward to that because it's been several years since I've been up to that part of the park. I used to go up somewhat regularly. I lived nearby. Now I live a little bit further away. But looking forward to good things to come, and that's about all I got. So I'll send it back to you, Wayne, AB9FJ. This is KQ4MII.
Okay, thanks, Mark. Yeah, I did not have a topic this week. I did have one, but I decided that with only the three of us, I'll save the topic for a future net. But there was something I was going to mention to you, and it occurs to me that when you were the net control operator, you tried using the IceCast client to get into the stream, and it did not work. And I'm wondering, I routinely have the, if you go into the anonradio.net/manage page, there's the VoIP enabled toggle on there. And I'm wondering if that might have been what prevented you from using the regular IceCast interface. So if you want to do an experiment sometime when, you know, it's during our net period, you know, between 0 and 100 UTC on a Monday, feel free to try that. If you've got the, you know, you go to the anonradio.net manage page and click on the VoIP enabled, and it will disable it. And then see if you can use the IceCast interface to access the stream. So I think that's an experiment that's worth trying. I don't know if it'll work, but it's worth trying. Anyway, so let me pass it back to you real quick in case you have a retort.
Yeah, you might be onto something there, given that it seems like the VoIP bridge is broken at the moment. That might be another way to, if I could get the IceCast mount working without the VoIP turned on, that might be a good backup method. As it is, I think I have a working method using the VoIP bridge, but if that's not going through to an on radio, it kind of defeats the point of that. So, yeah, maybe I will experiment with that a little bit. If not tonight, then maybe next time. Speaking of next time, I'm going to be out next week. I'll be traveling back from New York. So that's all I got. KQ4MII.
Right. I think you're going to have plenty of time tonight if you want to try it. I think I'm going to be wrapping up the net in about maybe 5 minutes here, so you'll have like 45 minutes left of our hour here. Okay. Right. Let me pass it over to Harold and see if he has any second thoughts.
Yeah, Wayne, nothing new here. I'm going to bow out because we got company at the house here. So we'll be blasting out of town tomorrow, and hopefully I can make some time to check in with you next Sunday night. All right, guys, have a good week, and N4RNW, back to you, Wayne.
Okay, right. So, if we had enough stations present to drag the net out to at least 20 minutes or so, I would probably hang around for another 10 or so to bring it down to 0030 in hopes that maybe the Aussies would join us. But no, I think this is just, maybe it's the holiday weekend. People are just, you know, they're still traveling or they're cleaning up after the barbecue or whatever. I don't know. So Harold's gone, and I think I'm going to get out of here real quick. So thanks for joining us, Mark, and we'll try again next week. Maybe we'll have a bigger tournament. So this is Net Control Station AB9FJ saying 73, everybody.
The motion to adjourn is carried. 73 to you, Wayne, and I'll talk to you next time, whenever that is.